This episode of Skim is brought to you by your support at patreon.com/frogpants. Consider supporting this and other great content on the Frog Pants Network today. That's at patreon.com/frogpants. And thanks. For some reason, I'm my headphones are funky.
You're
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Scott and Kim Show. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And Skim is back.
Skim is back. We took a hiatus last week.
Video's jacked up. Sorry. We did take a hiatus because I had
E3
coverage.
E3 coverage.
Yeah. And
which
you were
totally fine.
Didn't you have something too? Something Monday.
Usual Monday.
It was my fault.
Lots and lots of things. It's fine.
It was crazy.
Everyone was listening to you coverage of E3, and that's good.
Yeah, that was good. We had a lot of fun with that, but not doing this show was kind of a bummer. I like doing this show. I look forward to it.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we're back. It's the Johnsons, yo. We got stuff to say, things to talk about.
We do.
Do we, though? We've been very busy. Summer is always busy. I thought it'd be a little less busy because
we didn't really have anything on our calendar as far as busy.
The things keep popping up.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't stop.
I have to perform a wedding soon. We have a family reunion coming up. I mean, your thing's not till next year, so we have lots of time to plan for that, for the big reunion.
But I have a sister in town now, the one that doesn't live in Utah, and so it's kind of, we're getting together a lot this week for that.
Oh, yeah. When do you do lady lunch thing with
her? That's tomorrow. It's her birthday.
Yeah. Oh, it's her birthday. Mm-hmm. She was very odd around me yesterday.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just odd. It was fine. I haven't seen her in a long time.
That's probably why it seemed odd. You haven't seen her in years.
Yeah. She seemed really nervous around me, and then when she said, I said, somebody says, I think you're the baby whisperer, said that to you.
Oh, because I do.
Because you make babies feel better and they smile and they laugh and they have a good time. Well, she said that. And then I said, oh, yeah, we call her that all the time. That's just agreeing with her. And she says, I'm sorry, what? And she leans in like that. And I said, oh, I was just saying we call her the baby whisperer all the time. She goes, oh, okay. Like she was upset
she wasn't upset.
It was weird.
You took it wrong.
It was an odd conversation. And then I just left it. It wasn't a big deal.
It's fine.
I moved on. Anyway, we're going to leave our lines open today. This is for anybody who dares call us.
You make it sound like it's going to be scary if you dare call us.
It's not scary.
Give us a call.
We're not scary people.
We have just comments. If you have fun things you're doing this summer you want to tell us about, that's fine.
Yeah, and if you're a jerk like that guy, when did it happen? A couple of weeks ago, I was on some show and somebody, jerk called in.
Like live called?
Yeah, just some potato head who was thought he was being funny. Anyway, you can even be that guy. I'll just hang up on you. So
don't be surprised when Scott hangs up on you.
No. 801-471-0462. That's 801-471-0462. We'll keep an eye on this. This is where you want to watch. If you
all
see something
right.
pop and I don't because I'm not paying attention, that's where it'll be.
Pay attention.
I'll do my best. All right. So I wanted to talk about, this is so boring, but I wanted to get it out there.
It is kind of boring for most people, but we were pretty dang excited about it.
Home improvement. And in particular, home temperature maintenance has been a theme in our lives for the last couple of weeks. So the AC wouldn't work for a while. We figured out it was a short wire or something.
Yes. Which they think is probably whenever, the thermostat box came down to be painted behind it when we painted the hallway.
Oh, I forgot.
Do you think it may have happened then? No big deal. We haven't needed the air conditioning because it's been an unreasonably wet spring here.
It's been raining every 5 seconds here.
It's rained every day.
It's like living in Seattle.
For like a month and a half. It's really weird. And like some of them are really short spurts of rain.
Yeah.
But it's rained almost every day for the last month and a half.
Yeah. It's like Seattle.
And Sundays just all day.
Seattle and Portland is what we are now.
It's fine. I don't mind it. Everything's green. My garden looks great.
You know what? I kind of prefer it because we'll get plenty of heat this summer. That's not going to be a problem.
That's
true. I kind of like how things are overgrown green. It's awesome right now.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Including that weird wiener light thing in the path. If you walk in the path, you know the one I'm talking about?
What?
Here.
Are you talking about?
I showed the chat room this morning. I have to show you. So I was out walking.
Where were you walking?
I'll show you. Just a second. I was walking on the path, just the normal walking path. Taking the dog.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah.
I don't know which one you're talking about.
But you know,
about.
The main one, the one that we always take. The
okay.
The one that I walk the dog on.
Okay.
So this is what I was presented with.
Oh my gosh.
So for listeners at home, the way the path splits out, it looks like two legs.
It turns.
And a wiener.
And then there's a light in the very middle.
With a big bushy thing around it. 4 feet high. And this is from all the dog pee, by the way. Dogs pee all over this, so this grows like this.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I thought that was hilarious.
Only you would see that. No, I don't think everybody I ever would have seen that.
I'll bet you anybody walking down that road
presented with that would say it.
Well, it's like Brian said today, this is our POV. This is our point of view. This is the hideous male anatomy. True. But anyway, okay. What was my point of bringing that up?
The rain?
Oh, the rain has helped this. See, this
it's
bit
grown
here?
Real, it's a little shrubby. Around. Anyway,
I'm not going to put it up for the chat room to look at right now. But maybe I will. You know what?
You
some of those
should.
People, they
They're
weren't here
be
earlier.
Like, what are you talking about? I can't believe that's down the street from your house.
I'll stick it up there. All right,
here
you
go. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know what? I don't have a screen grab here.
I will
Never
say,
mind.
With all the rain,
it.
Though, I have... It's crazy how often I need to mow the lawn. And I did that this morning.
Yeah, she mowed the lawn this morning, did 4 loads of laundry, made... breakfast.
I made homemade spaghetti sauce.
Pork and mashed potato meals
for in the oven now, yeah.
Taylor and Dylan. You did a bunch of stuff.
I've grocery shopped. I shipped things.
Oh, yeah.
And
she shipped all the frog pants stuff that I needed to ship today. She did that. All of this happens while I'm doing a morning show sitting on my butt.
This is why we are the perfect team.
Yeah.
You
teamwork.
You're doing the morning show. I'm getting stuff done in the house.
Do you ever see that Simpsons episode where. They were talking about doing something at the plant, the nuclear plant, and Homer goes, it's all because of teamwork. And Lenny goes, yeah, my teamwork. Yeah. I feel like maybe you had the lion's share of the work today. I feel like you did more than
I
did.
It's my usual Monday, though. Yeah. I mean, it ends up being, you know, after the weekend, get everybody back off to work, get doing normal things. We've totally gotten off track, though, why we were talking about all the rain.
I don't remember
which
either.
Which is, we put in a new thermostat.
Oh, we put in a thermostat.
We put in an Ecobee.
Yeah, Ecobee.
Is it Eco?
I think it's Ecobee because it's just ECO.
That's right.
It's easy to say Ecobee because it's actually got a built-in echo in it.
It's
got
it's an Ecobee.
Yeah,
right.
But you can walk up to it and go, hey, A-word, how many toads do a frog's head or whatever? Whatever it is.
And it'll
answer me. Yeah. But anyway, so we finally, that was based on a lot of recommendations from
Steve.
Listeners. And Steve, but listeners too. They were all big on the Ecobee. Oh yeah,
everybody
for Ecobee.
Everyone's using,
including Brian. He's got one as well.
Very cool.
And that little sensor right there, looking at you.
Yep.
It's not actually looking at it. It's no camera in it.
No, it just tells you that someone's in the room.
It knows we're in here, so it's actually pushing air down here more.
Mm-hmm.
And when we leave, it will go, okay, no one's in there. We can.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, I would highly recommend it because what a dumb thing it used to be. Like. What ancient world uses a thing that says hot, cold, and auto, and that's all you get? Like, that's it.
We did up until last week.
I know. How did we live through that?
We have a few more upgrades to make. We need to do the lighting upgrade still.
Oh, there's so much I want to do. Because watch this. Watch this. This is going to make people's Alexas go off. I'm sorry. Alexa, lights out. See, all the lights go off. Except that one. Then I go... Alexa, light it up. See?
That's what you decided to tell her?
Light it up.
Light it up, baby.
Yeah, like a light, you know. It's like
the next one we need to work on, though, and I know Scott doesn't really care about this.
What?
The sprinkler system. I want to get that on.
No, we should. No, I do care about that because I can't stand that ugly shit box that's out in the garage.
Not that you've ever used it.
I mean, you're the one that stresses about it and therefore gets it done before I'm even out there. But I agree. It's a dumb thing. It's old.
We need to automate that.
Let's get on to the freaking...
Let's get on to that.
Let's get on to it.
And the lighting in the house would be cool.
Right.
My sister has it all set up where she says evening lights. And, well, she says Alexa first. Yeah. I'll say that very quietly.
Try not to get her to go off over there. I mean, we have dots in all the rooms.
Yeah,
it's ready to
so
go.
So we should... Yeah, it would totally do all the lighting, so we just need to do that too.
And I know, you know, you can do mic. Google and those work too, but my thing is...
There's a hair on my mic, right there. Got it.
We don't even have to rewire the house. All we need is smart plugs.
Right.
We don't even need the lights to be smart lights necessarily.
No, they're smart fixes. The light, not the fixtures, the switches.
Yeah, or bulb. You can do bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the bulbs are a lot more money. And the switches.
Well, the switches are nice because then when you do change the bulb or you need to, even though most of them are like 50,000 hours.
Right. You just rename
the
switch.
You're not really worried about it, but just rename the switch.
So today I'm going to go hunting for some more of that. Like the snake lights would be cool if we had those on a timer instead of us remembering, oh, shoot, the snake's dying. We need to turn the light on.
Stop killing the snake.
Actually, does anybody anybody in town have a need for a 6.5-foot ball python?
He's not that big. He's probably pretty, 5.
He's as far as my arms reach. So 6 foot.
Close.
Plus.
He's pretty big. He's a little of an exaggeration. I don't think he's that big.
He's a big snake. And you can have the cage and everything.
And he eats small rats.
He eats small rats.
So that's about how big around he is. He's about that big around.
Yeah. And he's awesome. And his name is Norman. But we don't give him enough time and love.
No.
And I'm concerned.
And it's harder when the kids, like when Nick was in high school, he had time when he came home
to play with a snake all the time.
And hold him and all that stuff. Clean him, take care of him.
But nobody's got time right now. Yeah. So if anybody out there is like, yo,
I need Norman.
Yeah. I mean, if not, well, hang on. I'm not gonna set him loose or something weird.
No, gosh.
But you could call us and tell us 801-471-0462. No one's gonna call us today. No one's gonna call us. They're too nervous.
Oh, why isn't the snake on camera every show?
Oh, I could wrap him around my neck.
You could. Would you like me to go get him?
No, he's stinky right now. Well, I need to wash him.
You need a shower too, so it'd be fine.
I don't smell like the snake. Oh my gosh. Anyway, okay, so what else? Oh, can we talk about Riverdale for just a second?
Are you going to make fun of
me? Nope.
Okay, good.
I'm not. I'm glad that you like it because
I do like it. It's a lot of fun.
I heard it was the kind of thing you would like, and it turns out you do.
I always need a good summer show that whenever I'm not mowing the lawn or cooking, and when I just need a little break, I need something to watch that I can fold laundry to and not have to think a lot about.
Yeah, you don't have to think too hard about it.
Entertaining. I like it.
A little saucy, juicy.
A little saucy.
Yeah. It's got a. Luke Perry, the late, great Luke Perry in it.
He's awesome.
He shouldn't have died.
No.
He's the best thing in it. After all these episodes I've watched with you.
Molly Ringwald's fun, too.
She's good.
I like her.
Yeah, she's all right. But it's a little too much CW drama for me. Yeah. So I kind of...
I can tell that you're not... That you, you'll be sitting there watching with me, and then you'll just go, oh, boy.
Well, like, there'll be some dumb, like...
Oh, my gosh.
Like, some mother... Yeah. Like, the mothers are the worst.
The parents are the worst in the show.
That's what I'm saying. I'm They're like, the worst human beings in the
people?
Show.
This
the,
cannot be. Yeah.
The kids aren't much better. The kids aren't much better, but the parents all suck except for, I think, Luke Perry's cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's all supposed to be based on Archie comics, and it's this, you know, mature look at it and the modern day this and that. And there's
I'd
a murder.
Say that, except if did you see the doctors and nurses? No. They're dressed like it's 1950.
Oh, with like
it's
the little.
Really funny.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's just weird.
Okay, now I'm annoyed.
Oh, don't be annoyed by it. I think it's funny.
All right, more annoyed. But anyway, we talked about it on this morning show as well, but I just thought I'd get it out there that, hey, if you like, and I think there's a place for this. I'm not saying this is bad. This isn't me judging it.
Okay.
If you guys like kind of trashy throwaway,
you don't have to think about
pretty
it
people
it's
drama,
just...
then it's that's your show. Get it.
Yeah,
cash
fun.
In now because you're because okay.
There's a lot of those shows though. There's a lot of them.
Oh, there's tons of them. Like that Pretty Little Liars thing. May as well be this.
It's very similar. Yeah. You're right. Parents are terrible in that one too.
Yeah. Or what's another one? I can't think of any more. I keep hearing that Sabrina's good though. That's on Netflix. It's also the same universe, like from the Archie universe. But she's a witch, the teenage witch thing.
Okay.
But apparently the Netflix thing is way more like X-Files-y.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, we may have to catch that at some point. Anyway, all right, I just want to get that out of the way so we never have to talk about it again. Let's talk about emails, of which we have received many. And thank you, Jeannie, for continually putting the phone number in the thing. I know people are at work. It's a weird time of day. I totally don't blame them. And we don't get a giant audience for our live thing for this. But, you know, people got stuff to do. So I get it. But if you want to call, you can. 801-471-0462. Natasha Bulyek. They're to the same person.
Are they?
Yeah, they sent
look at that.
An hour apart. They sent these messages. Okay, we'll read them both. I don't care. It says, hi, Scott and Kim. I started listening to you, Scott, when my partner recommended Unfriend Me. When's that coming back, by the way? You'd have to ask Justin. He canceled it. And then they told me about Skim. I'd like to hear you two go off on tangents and talk about some real family life issues. My question is this. How can I get my partner more engaged with our child? I recommend taking the child to the park or even going out and doing things like seeing a movie, just the two of them, go bowling, etc. But my partner doesn't seem to want to do those things. I know they love each other. I just wish they did more stuff together. I look forward to hearing my email. Make it on the show. Thanks for in advance and take care. Well, that's a high. That's a big expectation that your email is going to get read on the show. But it did.
So I'm curious. Yeah. Let's see. They say their child, but I'm not sure how old. Although they say movies and bowling, so I'm assuming
old enough to bowl.
Maybe 10. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, 8
or
maybe.
Older.
Could be 7 or 8.
But it could be much older. I don't know.
5-year-olds don't bowl. I can tell you that.
It is hard sometimes to figure out what to do with the kids. Sometimes if they have like a different personality,
yeah,
than yours,
right?
And so there was many times when I would have to do things that I didn't necessarily love to do, but I did it because that was what they wanted to do. So yeah, you have to find something that the kids want or the kid wants to do.
The onus is on the parent.
Yes,
it's not on the kid.
Yeah.
So the kid is not meant to conform to what you want to do. You got to go the other direction. If they want to go fishing, you go fishing. If you want to go bowling, you go bowling.
Or if you want them to learn something new that you're into, let's say you're into fishing and they're not, maybe you try taking them to get the stuff to go fishing and maybe they get a little more involved and they're not, you know.
Well, in the case of Nick, whoa, sorry. In the case of Nick, why is that perched so precariously?
I don't know.
I guess I hit that. Nick's case, he always wanted to fish. So I bought fishing stuff. I don't fish. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm terrible at fishing. So I bought all the fish shit you buy. Oh, I'm so sweary today. I apologize.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm a little sweary. I'm
A
little sweary today. It's only that word, though.
You did like to go and get all the stuff, but that was what was really fun, to have him see you get interested in what he was interested in.
Oh, yeah. So we did it together. We went and bought all the stuff, and then we got the fishing license. But for him, he didn't need it. I think the Utah laws, if you're a certain age and younger,
really young. Yeah,
you didn't have to get it. Mm-hmm. And then we went fishing a bunch of times and caught precisely nothing. The entire attempt was a complete fishless experience.
That might have been a user error.
Oh, I guarantee it was. I am 100% sure that that's true. I'm also sure we weren't going to the right places. I don't know if that river even had stocked fish in it. And then the lake we went to, I don't know where those fish are the best time to get. Like, I suck at this. But the act of doing it and the actual experience was really fun. I had a blast with him.
Yeah. There's a lot of.
Like, I have high feelings for that.
Getting out there, being there, start talking about other things than fish.
Yeah.
And as they get older, they have a lot more to talk about usually. But sometimes if your partner does not want to do the things that the child is into, maybe find something that in the middle that they can get, the kids can get into.
Like video game fishing.
Yes.
If you don't want to golf, video game golf. See, this is my answer to everything. If you don't like to do the actual thing, you
see
get a video game
version.
See
what it is that you like to do and see if you can kind of cross those together and see if you can find the thing that works for them.
VR fishing. Check this out.
Good luck with that, though. I think that's fun. Okay, that same person.
Sorry, that VR helmet over there. That VR helmet?
Yeah.
Sorry, did I miss you?
No, but you're knocking my mic over and over.
Sorry.
I'm like, stop flailing.
That VR helmet over there's really got a real good VR fishing mode in it. So there's your idea.
There you go.
All right, Natasha wrote another one and says, "Hello, Scott and Kim." I keep thinking she's like from Russia.
I don't think she sounds like that no matter what. She's not a thug from Russia.
Well, no, but look, Natasha Bolyak.
Boylik.
Something bad is happening in Chernobyl.
I'm sorry, Natasha.
How fast we can cover up. All right. She says this. "Hey, Scott and Kim. I love listening to the show. I hope you two are doing well. What do I get my husband for Father's Day?" Now, this was just Sunday, so had we had a show a week ago, we would have had this email.
Yes, sorry about that.
He's a tech guy, plays World of Warcraft and other games on the computer and gaming systems. He doesn't need ties, a mug, or anything typical as Father's Day gifts. Our son made a movie night bag in school. It has a coupon for any movie of my husband's choice, a couple of pieces of candy, and a bag of microwavable popcorn. Thanks for creating the show and keeping up the good work. All right, so
that's a really cute
I love
gift
that
they
one.
Made. I think that's great.
Yeah, that's a great
Especially
one.
Especially if they like to go to movies.
Sure.
It's like perfect.
Yeah, except in this case, you'd be eating that at home because you can't microwave your popcorn at the movie theater. But yeah, these kind of ideas. In fact, Kim's really good at these. She always go find a bunch of candy bars and then spell. I hate this shit. This stuff normally. But Kim will like make poster boards that say, "I snicker every time I see you."
All right. You're making fun now.
"The dots on your head are whatever," right? And it's all candy that matches the words.
Those are candy bar posters. Those are fun to come from your kids. They're really fun.
Yeah.
What did I do?
What was your root beer thing just this weekend?
Oh, I did do a root beer
Father's Day thing.
I made 110 of them for everyone in our neighborhood, kind of. And it was it was a Snicker bar and a can of A&W. And it said, hope you have an awesome, like, A-W, but it looked like an A&W.
Tailored to the logo. It worked, looked really good.
Yeah. An awesome Father's Day. And it was really fun. And they were in cellophane bags, and they were ribboned up, and they had the cute little tags all printed up and stuff. I enjoy doing that. Yeah. Some people do not. Some people look at that and go, 110? What? Who are you?
You're insane, though. Yeah. You like to do it. She sat and put those together all week.
It was super fun.
The kitchen table was unusable for a week, and it was great.
The kids... What did the kids do for you? Oh, Carter got your Arnold Palmer and...
Where'd it go?
Lemonheads.
Oh, it's right here. I got a 6-pack of Arnold Palmers.
A 12-pack, actually.
Sorry, there's the chat room. There it is. 12-pack, sorry. This happens to be Arizona brand, but I'll take any of them. This is half and half, iced tea and lemonade, my favorite thing in the world. She got me a 12-pack of those. They got
and
me...
And she got you Lemonheads, which are your other favorite.
Love Lemonheads.
And
Charleston lemon drops.
Chew.
Those are straight up lemon drops. Those are even better.
Okay.
Lemon heads are for jerks.
So find the things that you know they like, and if you put it up in a big cellophane thing with a ribbon, it's perfect.
Trust me, dads love all that stuff.
Nick did get you a couple things from his work, which was cool.
Oh, yeah, wallet. I got a new wallet from Red Wing.
He works at Red Wing, and so a wallet and socks.
Yeah, fancy socks.
Very cool.
Lifetime warranty on these socks. It doesn't matter what happens. You take the little card in, they give you a new pair.
If you get a hole in them or whatever.
Do I have to show the socks that have the hole in it?
I don't know.
Or you just take the card in?
I don't know. We'll ask Nick. He knows. I think just the card.
I'm going to just take the card in and keep my socks in a drawer.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a cheater.
What?
What do you mean, what?
Trader Joe's has a good organic version of Arnold Palmer, says
we're going to try that.
JK's never steered me wrong. He got me playing Wildlands, and he was right about that, so he may as well be right about this. But anyway, I love these. I love little gifts like that. Like, I don't need... This is the thing. She's describing me. I don't need anything.
Not, yeah. He doesn't want a tie or a mug.
Right.
Or,
and the video games I get, I already get. So I'm already playing them.
Yeah.
And then
it's really hard for us as the parent because we're like, if he needs something, he just gets what he needs.
I do need a shirt occasionally. Once in a while, I like a good new shirt.
A good new shirt.
Yeah, like a button down, like a nice shirt.
So yeah, anything works though. It does not have to be a stereotypical Father's Day gift whatsoever, or a birthday gift, or gift for no reason at all.
Kim and I saw a video, it went pretty viral, but some video on Twitter where these two sisters, I guess technically three sisters, I think the one sister may have been his biological daughter.
Okay.
Because that's how long he had been there with those other kids. But anyway, he came in after a very abusive husband and dad was terrible and left. The mom met this new guy who was amazing, and they said in every way he was our dad, like just our dad. And they gave him all, you could see he had a bag of candy, likes and all that. But in part of the letter was, we're changing our names, and then handed him this official government.
They're changing their last name.
They're changing their last name to match his.
That's so cool.
And it was the sweetest thing. This guy's bawling and tearing up and everything, and it made me really happy. So you can bring the dumb stuff like this and then follow it up with,
something really cool that they were going to love.
Yeah, and then make your dad cry.
And I think it's fun when it isn't Father's Day and you do fun things.
This is all true. How about this one from Sensei? I don't know if that's the person who's teaching us how to do karate better or if it's just their name. I don't know. Anyway, it says, hi, Scott and Kim. Sorry to hear that you didn't get any emails for the most recent skim. Here's an email.
Good job. Thank you.
Thanks again, Kim, for cutting in and introducing me to Scott in the bowling alley at BlizzCon 2016. Do you remember doing that?
Oh, 2016.
I kind of remember that
because we were always at the bowling alley, and I remember stopping you from talking to someone and be like, no, you need to... You need to meet this person. Yep. I do remember that, but I'm not sure.
I kind of remember it as well.
Yes.
Vaguely. I have this memory. I think you would both enjoy a show called Scorpion. Came out in 2014, runs till 2018. I guess it got canceled anyway. It reminded me of Chuck, and like Chuck, it has some glorious nerd references throughout. Robert Patrick is in it, so you really can't go wrong, and I think Catherine McPhee looks like Kim. Let's look who that is. I can't think who that is. Do you know who that is?
No.
We're going to find
out. I haven't been told that I look like.
Catherine McPhee.
Catherine.
Let's look her up. She is this lady. I can see it.
You
she
can
has
see
your
it?
Chin. Yep.
And
she
my
totally
nose
has
it
your
like
chin. And your nails? Your nails?
Nose.
I was going to say, there's no nails in that.
Cool.
Yeah, she seems lovely. What's the show again? Hold on. We're going to recommend it again. It's called...
Scorpion. Cool.
I'm
love Chuck.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh.
Chuck was great.
It was one of my favorite shows.
What's great about Chuck is it's got that Stravowski lady in it. I forget how you say her name. She's now in Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing in it. Like, remember the blonde? She's kind of throwaway in Chuck. She kind of had the weird buck teeth. Not weird, but cute.
I think I know.
Very pretty,
that, yeah.
Blonde.
Okay.
Anyway, she was like an agent in that, in Chuck. She was in Mass Effect 2 and other stuff. Anyway, she ends up, she's in this Handmaid's thing.
Okay.
And she's excellent, but she constantly reminds me of Taylor, of
oh,
my daughter.
Weird.
Every time I see
well,
her,
yeah,
I go,
you did show
oh
me
my
her,
gosh.
You showed me her the other day, and we're like,
yeah,
that looks just like Tay.
So there was one point, there was like a love scene thing, and I couldn't watch because I thought it looked
like
her. Yeah, I didn't like it. Made me feel uncomfortable.
Okay, let's finish this email.
Anyway,
oh, and Scott.
Oh, and Scott, when you threatened to stroke Kim's arm on the show, I almost made my body itchy. Also, Sensei
itchy.
Doesn't like it either. Can
no.
we do a little experiment
no.
to see? Come on.
No.
Why do I like it so much?
I don't know. I hate it.
I could do this all day.
I can't. I just, ugh. And I do it for you.
When
I
you do
like...
this to me with your, oh, that right there.
I just hate it. All right. All the best. Love the show. Sensei.
You're so funny trying to finish these emails
well,
for me.
We haven't finished the email.
You're right.
Finish reading the whole email.
Thank you, Sensei. You're and it was nice to meet you at BlizzCon 2016. And we hope we see you again sometime, somewhere, some else. Yeah. All right. Time for this. Everybody, check it out.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right. It's time for the foodie segment on the show. Talk about some kind of cool food thing.
I think a lot today.
You cooked a ton today. It's all good. Homemade spaghetti sauce. Everything looks
but
great.
What's your favorite thing I made this weekend?
Pickled carrots.
Yes.
She made multiple jars. How many?
Like 9.
I'm eating all of them.
I already gave some away. Sorry.
To who?
I'll make some.
Who?
Dylan, Shane.
Let's not.
My
be,
dad.
Let's not be doing that.
Oh, stop.
How many are left up there?
Let's see. 6.
Okay.
You'll be
that's
fine.
It. Leave them. They're all mine.
You'll be fine. I'll make more.
They're so...
I tweaked the recipe a little bit. I'm going to make you some more. Don't worry.
Freaking good. I'm not kidding. Like, disgustingly good. They're so good.
Disgustingly
good. Oh, I love pickled everything. Bring it on.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll eat pickled onions. I'll eat pickled beets.
Pickled
I don't even
onions.
Like beets, and I'll eat pickled beets.
I made pickled carrots, pickled onions.
I would probably eat pickled coconut.
You know what I want to pickle is cauliflower. I've heard it's really good.
Oh, I would do that.
I will make that next.
Absolutely. So I cannot recommend this enough. Now, the question is, was it a special kind of brine thing that you did? That your own homemade idea or what?
I tweaked the recipe a little bit and made it a little more salty. I wanted it to be good and salty. So it's water and vinegar.
We should put that
salt,
in the Discord. Why haven't
sugar.
We done that? Hold on. I'm going to type it right now.
Well, I don't have the recipe. Exactly.
I'm
going to
do it. Kim's.
Okay. That's not going to work if they don't have the recipe.
Carrots.
You're not listening.
Okay, then I'll say recipe coming soon. I'm going to tell them it's coming
soon. This is the problem. Okay, and a lot of people have complained to me about this. I don't have a lot of recipes. I kind of throw stuff together, and even the pickled carrots I kind of did that with.
Yeah, what's your
deal
with
that?
Because
I put like a pinch of this or a little bit of that, and I added a little bit more sugar to the water.
Yeah,
but then I decided, because a lot of recipes don't have dill, and I love the flavor of dill. So
I like
put
dill as
fresh
well.
Dill in it.
Yeah.
I did put peppercorns in there, the colorful ones. Yeah. And then I did put some...
What's the weed that's in there? There's like a
dill.
Weed? Oh, that's dill?
That's dill. Okay. It's fresh dill.
All right.
And then I did... what's the other one? Oh, mustard seeds, because I like that kind of flavor to it.
Yeah.
So you kind of can change it to however you like them if they're quick pickles, because I didn't, like, can them.
Oh, quick pickles, that's a term?
Yes, they're called quick refrigerator pickles. So instead of cooking them in a canner.
Forever, like for weeks or whatever.
No.
Oh.
Cooking them as you have no idea what you're talking about. Never mind, Scott, I'm not going to explain to you.
I don't know how it works.
But I did change it a little bit and added some things I wanted in there.
Yeah.
And the quick ones just go in the refrigerator. So it doesn't, you can change them. You can put jalapeno in there, make them a little bit spicy. Oh,
did you know that in high school,
you were
I
called
had,
jalapeno?
No, they called me Quick Pickle.
Scotty Potty Quick Pickle.
You knew where I was going, didn't you? You knew I was going there. You just didn't know which I was going to focus
gosh,
on.
Oh my gosh, yes, I didn't know.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd think, oh, he has a pickle anecdote to share with
that
us.
That should be the name of the show. Scotty Potty Quick Pickle.
Let's get rid of that. All right.
Let's get rid of that.
Okay, so anyway, it's good, and y'all should make them, and I want to eat them.
There's
right
a lot
this
of recipes on Pinterest. Once again, Pinterest. Yep. I love it.
Lady Internet.
But I did tweak it a little. So you can find your basic recipe and then add what you like.
I think Pinterest, I was talking about this morning, I think they're loosening their rules. Because you know how it's like no nudity and no, right. You know, they're trying to be a more curated thing.
That makes sense.
They have a bunch of like autopsy photos of people and stuff like that. Like famous people who've been killed. There's a picture of Robin Williams' neck ligatures and, you know. Like, what's that about Pinterest?
I don't know.
No one has any Pinterest in that.
Paying any attention to it and got it on there.
That's more like pin.
So anyway, yes.
Trist.
If you like pickles, go look on there. There's so many cool things that people are doing. Yeah. And pickling and doing quick ones, because then you can just throw it in the fridge. If you have to can them, you have to be careful of the acidity levels and
things
like
that.
Yeah,
you have to watch all that crap.
Or else it can go bad in your pantry and that would be awful.
How about pickled eggs? Is that a thing you ever want?
You can make pickled eggs.
That sounds horrendous.
I don't know. I like pickled eggs.
You've had them?
Yeah. Mm-mm,
never had them. Don't know what
they're
thing
really,
about them.
They're really, really good.
Are they? Okay.
Really
I'd try
good.
It. I'd try it.
Yes. They're really good. There's lots of things out there to pickle, and it's good in the summertime to have something refreshing like that,
right.
I think.
All right. Get your quick pickle app and out and
quick pickle action? What?
They're really good. And your onions are good, too. We never talk about those, but your pickled onions.
Those are really good on tacos.
Yes. They're
insanely
good on everything.
Good
you
on
get
tacos.
Some meat of some sort, flop a wad of those on there. What's it called?
Flop a wad of them.
What kind of... What's the name of the pickle? What's the name of the onions before you pickle them? Red onions?
Red onions.
They're just
red
onions. Mm-hmm. They end up being bright pink when you're done.
Mm-hmm. They change
and
the color of them.
Oh, that's when you know they're right, dude. We have some now still?
Yes, we do.
You didn't give all those
away? I didn't give all those
to
away.
Everybody else but us?
Stop it.
A what?
6 jars of those. You'd be sick if you ate those this week. You have
point.
Plenty of time and I can make more.
Okay.
They're really easy.
This is good information. All right. That's probably it for the show. Have we given them all they want?
I hope so.
I mean, we always go a little short because I think that your pace is short.
Oh, Alex wants me to send him some.
Oh, I don't think they keep in the mail very well.
They wouldn't keep in the mail. Sorry. They are refrigerator ones.
So because of that, you can't just leave them out on the counter.
Correct.
Why is that? What's
the
difference?
Well, I think you could leave them out for a few hours. It wouldn't hurt anything because they're pickled.
Yeah.
But you don't want to leave them in your pantry for weeks at a time because they're going to like explode and get all gross.
We should experiment with some sugar in these.
They have sugar in them.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe that's why I like them so much.
Probably.
Because I like a little sweeter on my pickles, you know? I don't mind a hardcore dill pickle once in a while, but sometimes I just like a nice sweet bread and butter.
Zoe brings bacon and says, you don't want your pickle to exploding.
No, you don't. Exploding Pickle was, I played bass
that
for them
was
for
your
2 years.
Band? Okay.
Yeah, that was my band. And then you know all my dumb jokes. You know how I'm going to do them.
Yes, and I still laugh every time.
Only out of pity and courtesy. Courtesy pity laugh is what I call that. All right.
Oh, it's all good.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
It's been a joy. If you have any questions, except nobody called us.
That's okay.
These are scaredy cats is what that is. They should call
be
us.
Nice.
It's fun here what we do. Calling in would have just been fun. You could have said, hey, I have a suggestion. Don't leave your fridge open. And then that's it. We would have made some fun out of that call.
Is your refrigerator running?
I mean, you know, dumb stuff like that is always welcome. Anyway, you can leave us voicemails too. And that's the same number. When we're not on air, you can leave us voicemails. And that's 801-471-0462. 801-471-0462. I've never had anybody try to leave a voicemail while I was doing a live show that had that number open. But that would be funny, wouldn't it?
That would be funny.
Because they'd be calling just to leave a message, but instead they're live on a show they weren't planning on being on. That hasn't happened yet. But anyway, if you'd like to, that'd be wonderful. We'll pick your show titles here in a second. Thank you, everybody, for submitting those.
We'll try to answer all your questions as best as we can.
Indeed. I think that's everything. Any final words, honey, of advice?
Get your pickle on.
Get your pickle on. We'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Scotty Potty Quick Pickle.
You knew where I was going, didn't you?